When a business goes bad, the owners may need a lawyer. That's what attorney Dan Brown talks about on today's previously aired edition of You and the Law, what a lawyer does for a troubled company in a bind. Somebody from a company comes in and says, we've got terrible problems. How long does it take you to determine what the problem is and what you might be able to do about it?
Obviously, the first thing you need to do is you do have to triage the situation. It is kind of medical toned. You have to talk with them about what is the immediate reason why they're there. You have to talk with them about what it is that they think is the problem.
How often do they not really know what the problem is?
Usually if they're at my door, they know that there is an issue. It's because of their bank sending them notice that they're going to foreclose. It's because the IRS has served a levy on their bank accounts. It's because someone else has started a lawsuit. They generally have a very definitive reason why they're there. Sometimes people are proactive. They know that they've got a bill coming up, a bank balance that's going to reach a balloon, and they aren't going to be able to meet it.
This is a world where everybody's got a computer and you can watch ads on TV for accounting systems and all of this. How many of these people really don't even understand their own books?
I think it's fair to say that people who are very, very good at performing a service, providing a product, manufacturing an item, may not be the same people who are the best with the numbers. There are times when you've got a group of people that are together, that are working well, that have something extraneous that happens. But a lot of times, not being on top of your own numbers can be something that causes people to not take action to solve it.
Do you have time to put an accounting firm in there and try to find out, or are you... is it a situation where it's even too tight for that?
I think the question is, what is the immediate problem? A lot of times you need to bring in accounting support. A lot of times the people's own internal accounting has not been good enough to help them to get their finger on the pulse, to get their finger on the problem. Getting the accounting help in there isn't the most immediate thing most times, though. Usually there's some external cause that needs to be dealt with immediately.
Does the business owner or the business manager want to deal with the problem?
Nobody wants to deal with the problem. Everybody recognizes the fact that if you owe taxes, if you have got a balloon coming due with your bank, nobody wants to have to deal with that, but everybody recognizes eventually that you have to deal with it. It's there staring you in the face. It's kicking you in the teeth. You have to get yourself up off the floor and deal with it.
How often does this business person come in and say, well, I guess I need to file for bankruptcy?
Filing for bankruptcy isn't the first option that most people think about. And I recognize that. To the extent that people hear about the concept of bankruptcy, some people are afraid of it. Some people are worried about what it's going to do to their business going forward. Some people are just not comfortable with the whole idea. It is generally a tool that can be used, however, to solve a lot of problems that might not otherwise be able to be dealt with. Before we say, let's go file you for bankruptcy, I try to explore with the people whether there are other options. Sometimes when you're having problems with your bank, you can sit down with your bank and you can do some sort of an arrangement, some sort of a workout arrangement where they give you additional time. I negotiate those sorts of things at times, but it depends where they are in the process at the time that they come to me. If they're already in a foreclosure, it's not likely they're going to be able to have that negotiation. If the IRS has already seized bank accounts, it's not a time to have a negotiation because there won't be the availability of the time to have that conversation. Basically, I have to deal with people as they are when they come through the door.
It must be psychologically damaging for these people to have to go out and ask somebody else for help.
I don't know if it's psychologically damaging. I think I'd say it's hard. It's hard often to admit that you aren't able to get your arms around and deal with problems yourself. But there are times when you do have to say, I don't know how to deal with this. I need someone to come in and help me find a path.
Today here on You and the Law, Attorney Dan Brown has been here, and we've been talking about businesses in trouble. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.